Alrighty, we're back.
Hi, welcome to the Black Staring Radio.
Yay.
Coming to an ear near you. No, not an ear. I was gonna say a theater near you, but you're not watching. It's just in your ears.
I think an ear near like you is quite accurate, but like an ear near you is interesting because
so it felt weird it after I said it. I was
many
like, no,
ears when there are only two ears.
Okay, the Black Staring Radio coming to a microphone, phone, laptop, however you get podcasts.
Earphones near you. Yes.
Near you,
awesome.
I tried.
I love it.
This girl is a staring. Pictures and buttons.
We're back.
Welcome
to this program. Hey, Peta.
Hi, Kunta.
How are you?
I'm good. How
are you? Really good?
I could always be better, and I probably said this in another episode, but you know what?
Yeah, I think that's... You know, you get into a loop. When people ask you how you are, you just... I'm fine, thanks, how are you? We were even just taught the script. Like,
yeah.
I'm fine, thanks, how
There's
are you?
There's a quote that says, real friend is somebody asks how you are and waits to hear the actual answer.
Listen, because we wanna know, you know.
Somebody who's like, are you really fine?
Let's pause.
Let's take pause. Anyway.
Anywho, okay, today's conversation is an interesting one.
Yes, because it came from a question.
From a question.
I've asked myself.
I'm pondering.
Oh, like a lot of the time, I will watch a show and think, what happened to theme songs?
What happened to theme
Where
music?
Where did they go? Where have they gone into hiding? They just seem
you
to
know,
have stopped.
I think of the just only course. One I can really think. Because also, like, theme music is important in how it sticks. It's almost like a jingle.
Yes, it is
know?
Like a jingle. Like
is.
The best kind of jingle.
Like, in West Philadelphia,
born and raised.
That's
yeah,
a wonderful
one.
One-on-one.
Yeah. It's like,
one-on-one.
You know when people do
through this journey of discovery.
Oh,
through this journey of discovery.
Finding you and finding me.
I'm finding you.
Now that I have something special. Who brings up the joy.
Brings out the joy.
Inside of me. We can
be
done.
That was Didi. That was
Mama
the Didi song.
Half. Yes, that was Half and Half.
Guys, Half and Half.
What happened to theme songs?
What happened?
Why did they disappear? Why
to...
is it just a title card?
Why?
It's not as fun.
It's not as fun.
It's like
anymore.
A motor that eat to them. Motor that eat to them.
But in the morning,
you know what I mean?
Moesha.
Not the same.
Yeah, and
we
girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
And it's like Girlfriends was just like, oh yes, there was that.
Even
whole,
Eve, how you doing?
Eve.
People gonna drink the lights with a little flower.
Yeah.
It was just a fun time.
Yeah. Theme music is gone. I can't even think of anything right now that's really still.
What has theme music? Oh my gosh. Did theme songs. Are there shows that still have theme music?
I'm thinking of anything that Shonda does.
Grey's Anatomy used to have the tune. Nobody knows where they might
end. Oh, yes,
end.
Yes.
And then that disappeared after like season 5 or whatever.
Did How to Get Away with Murder have anything?
How to Get Away with... No, it did not.
No. Nothing has...
No.
Please, I, you know, does anyone remember
Help
anything?
Us.
Like...
Do shows have theme song? If there's a show that has a good theme song, we want to know about
Please,
it.
Please, like, quote us on
know.
It. Like, and a current song like that has
Yay.
A really
Oh, wait.
Strong.
Okay, so there's... Oh, but that's more like mood music. So there's Run the World, that Robert Glasper and Alex
what
Ivey.
What I will
very,
say, though, what I will say, though, about music, I guess that's the conversation about music and series, is that the scores today
are elite.
Out of this
world.
music, you know.
Absolutely.
Music is creative. Issa creates music.
Issa
and commissions Rae. Like real artists and
her
gets real
getting
musicians.
Raphael
Sadiq
to do the. Even how Michelle
really?
Cello did Queen Sugar, you know. Queens of a Dime, Take Flight. Oh, that's a theme song!
It is! It is!
That,
it is!
That's
Lena,
a theme song.
Lena, thanks for giving us a theme song.
No, that
Guys.
Wasn't Lena, that was Michelle de Giocella.
But for The Shy.
It was
it?
For Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar? Oh, no, that's
Ava.
Ava. Sorry.
Lena, I have mixed thoughts.
Ooh.
I have mixed thoughts. That's all I'm gonna say about
is it because
that.
Of is it because of I know that's why it's because of Queen
Queen
Sugar.
And Slim
Queen and Slim yeah.
Do you know what the thing about is Queen and Slim, she chose violence at every single turn
and you know this is
suffering.
Actually so important
Black
about
suffering.
The conversation we're having right now
me and
rhythm
me.
Again like you cannot have people at the edge of their seats scared to death for the whole
movie. Where's the
movie?
Reprieve even
where's
in,
the comic
even in a sex scene. Still,
oh yeah,
that's juxtaposed with another cop getting shot in his face.
Like,
why
do that? Why
they
marry
at the club
those
dancing,
two moments?
And then who they on the run again?
Together.
Like, oh, it was very stressful to watch.
Why marry those two moments together? Why? Like, anyways, so I can't really think of anything. But like, I also think of when episodes when shows had. Themed episodes. You had the Christmas show. You had
the Halloween
show.
You had sometimes people's
first
birthdays, like
yes,
characters' birthdays.
Yes.
First day of school, like you were saying.
I know in Modern Family they'd always have like a Halloween
yes,
episode.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
Oh, that had biddy, biddy, biddy.
So it's like music. It's music.
Yeah, kind of like.
Oh,
thinking.
Yes, that's exactly. That
yeah.
was exactly. That
and
is exactly.
And sitcoms are still. I feel like sitcoms are kind of the
to.
Only space
Evan
where
has
you
something.
Have. Oh, yeah. The
bing,
bing,
yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. There's like a
little
there funky
like,
little, situation
like,
happening.
It's like almost you just get like a sound bite.
Yeah, I think those, because I also think of like, hey, girl, what you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, and like
new
the
girl.
New girl.
New girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
just
I think of Keenan and Kel.
Oh.
Do you remember? Bam, bam, bam. And the way his brother played.
Somebody in trouble. Come on, Ah, Coolio.
R.I.P.
You know what? And like, it's so interesting that you mentioned Keenan and Kel, actually, because... In the 90s and early 2000s,
yeah, high five.
There was such a
Martin. Oh, come on.
There was such a beautiful close connection between pop culture and TV shows.
Yeah.
So if you think of guest stars, but also when you think of who sang the theme song.
Yeah.
So the fact that Coolio did Keenan and Kel,
right,
the fact that TLC did all that.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like,
nice.
There was such a... It was so close together.
And Brandy did her own.
Brandy did Moesha. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, it was really cool
yeah.
to just be in tune with, like, sonically
what's happening,
what was
like
happening
in pop
and
culture
what's actually...
And, like, who
who's popular,
the
who's famous, and, like...
Yeah.
I really... I
also,
the Half and Half theme song, that was a colored woman from South Africa, hey? Who sang that? Angie Stone did Girlfriends as well. Like,
oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Angie.
So there are a lot
Angie,
of, like,
Angie. But with Half and Half, I can probably, but it was such a lovely song,
I
though.
I love that Half and Half song.
Right?
I would never not sing, even That's So Raven.
Oh, that's
If you look
so
into
Raven.
The future, it's the future. Christina Milian doing Call Me, Beep Me, if you want to reach me for Kim Possible.
Oh, Kim Possible.
Doesn't matter where,
doesn't matter.
Do you know, it's just, yeah, it was just a nice time.
Was,
we were all just singing along.
It was.
Whether it was animation. Big Mouth. I'm going
yeah.
to change
yeah.
it.
It happens
That's
a lot. It happens. It happens a lot.
Song.
Yes, it is a current show with the theme song.
Yeah.
I think it happens a lot though with animation. And
yes,
cartoons,
it
like,
just seems
and
like
also
and
like
sitcoms.
Comedy where
yeah.
we kind of get
lighter.
Because
even our favorite
be it's like get into the mood. Yeah.
Single.
The theme song to have like the theme song you'd actually
Would
want
you
as a
what?
Song.
No,
like an
literally.
Actual track in your Walkman or whatever you were listening to. Like,
whatever it was.
Oh, it was a
Walkman.
An iPod.
The thing where you put in the CD.
Yes.
Before the iPod,
that,
there was a Walkman.
Yes.
And then there was the iPod, which I still love an iPod.
I know, right?
Such a, what a moment. Still love an iPod.
I wonder if they're still making
it. RIP to mine. They actually stopped making the iPod Classic, so they completely discontinued because now we have iPhones.
Yeah.
Which and is the not iPod, the same the, for
the,
me.
The last iPod was like bigger, right? Or was it the Classic. Small one?
No, they got to Nanos. They actually started thinning out. Yes. Then there were Nanos and Minis, and then they completely discontinued the Classic, and I had a Classic. RIP to that. Said.
Like to assume but that yeah, want it was all such a music in the phone.
And I don't. I liked walking around with my iPod and playing the little games.
You know, I
like,
just want the music.
Yeah, it was really, really, really such a cool time.
Yeah, it really was.
And yeah, like it's so interesting that now people have stepped away from theme music to a certain degree.
And but today you see, when I say today, I feel like I'm 500
Are you
years old.
Old.
Like
she's old. No, I'm joking.
That's, I am old. It's very old.
Do you know what
today?
Makes me feel? Do you know what makes me feel old?
What?
When they ask you to enter your age and the year, you have to scroll up.
Yeah, you have to be like,
I'm just like,
you're the whole length of your phone is there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not as quick. As
but it's crazy because like. I feel like we feel this generation or us, we complain about being old a lot.
Like I feel like every generation has complained about
like
being old.
Being
when
old,
we
like,
watch old, when you watch reruns of old shows, they always complain about like aging. Like, there's Golden Girls. There's
I mean,
Seinfeld.
Golden Girls, yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at young people today who are like 30. And it's like, oh my God. But you do feel old. I do
you
feel.
Do.
You have that
feel
feeling
like,
of like.
You don't have the feeling
no.
of like, I'm fresh, I'm young, I'm in varsity, I can get over this hangover.
Right, like my
by
knees
the morning.
Are. My
now
knees need a little bit of like warming up before
Megan
Thee
Stallion
like,
slash Maxwell knees. Like
listen,
that.
Maxwell. versus Genuine.
Give me Maxwell.
Give me Maxwell.
Vocally,
Maxwell's
discography,
knees?
The knees.
Maxwell's
the
knees
Maxwell.
Are legendary.
Maxwell is
Maxwell, your knees are legendary, dude.
They are.
Yes, sis. I can't even believe that.
And people made so
yeah,
many
yeah,
people made so many jokes. People said Maxwell the Stallion. People the jokes.
Like
so funny. And he was like, a
and
lot
he
of
was
you
like,
guys
exactly.
could
could
never.
Never. And I was like, you are correct, sir.
And then he
you
continued
correct,
with
sir.
Something song.
Like
I love Maxwell. Please, if you
Maxwell.
Haven't seen him, please see him live. Wonderful.
Yeah,
he's
I have not seen him
incredible.
Live. I've
seen
not
him
had the.
Had the
he's not been in South Africa.
He has. I
had.
Saw him in
oh,
this
yes,
country.
He has.
Two times. Not once, but two times.
He has.
Yeah. But he's. Yeah. Me and my cousin were like the loud, annoying people the first
time.
Ah,
it's Maxwell.
People
though.
Kept shouting at to sit down because we were in a supposed sitting section. But it was his stage presence is amazing. His band is incredible.
Oh.
Backup singers and the horn section that he travels
and he's
with.
Like one
the keys and he
like
he
one.
Came with Robert Glasper the first time.
Oh my God!
So he was like playing the keys. So everything.
I
was
can't
just
believe
like,
I missed that. I can't believe I missed that. I can't believe I mixed that. And like Maxwell is not one to be in a lot of features. Like I think of him only on
my favorite
Alicia.
Fire We Make. But ooh, I still argue geez. That song is good because it sounded like a Maxwell song, not necessarily like an Alicia Keys.
I don't know about that. I'm not going to agree with that completely because I
Fire
think
we make
Alicia... I mean, absolutely.
Could
it is
be on Black Summer's Night.
It is because of Maxwell. It is because of Maxwell. But I do think Alicia is a choice. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, true. Fair.
It's not just anybody who can do what Alicia does in that 100%. Song.
100%.
And feels,
what Alicia does, period.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, you know? Alicia,
I would
hey.
Say no one. See what I did there.
What?
You know, she had the song No One. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's
I'm,
fine.
I have,
it's fine.
I, yeah.
I was
sorry about that. But Alicia has
okay.
Or shall we sit in this open moment?
Yeah.
We can just like
womp, womp.
Die here.
Okay, Alicia has what?
Girlfriends is really good. Like, it gives me that same feeling that her.
Alicia Keys'
Girlfriends. Yeah.
I think I'm jealous of your girlfriend. I love that song.
Love that song.
For me, and I'll always say that the first three albums, like Songs in a Minor, Diary, I was probably obviously my favorite.
Mm.
And
I never really gave myself the chance
as I
to
am,
sit down
yo,
and listen to an Alicia Keys
those
album.
Three,
eh?
Please, do, the first three. If you're going to do it with the first three albums. Everything yeah. after that, Elements of Freedom got pure shade.
Oh yes, when she stopped wearing the makeup.
Is she still that on was that? Also a really insufferable phase. That? I just have to say, it's fine that you're not wearing makeup as somebody who's a millionaire who can buy.
Listen, skin products and have your peels.
Don't get on everybody else for still wearing makeup. It was just weirdly preachy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Very hurting.
I don't know if she's still on that. But she's also part of my argument that for some people, being in love is not good for their craft. I cite Alicia Keys, Post-Swiss Beats, John Legend.
Yeah.
There are a few other examples, yeah. but those two are just strong examples. So glad they're happy, but musically...
But I mean, John Legend...
John Legend's new album is actually really good now.
Yeah.
So I will say that.
Yeah.
But Alicia Keys, she's almost there, and then there's something that's just...
Yeah, she hasn't really... Like Post-Swiss Beats, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't really.
Maybe Keys would be the one that's hit the most.
Mm.
Alicia was mid, but Keys was nice. Not the unlocked half, but no. Whichever half is like the weird hip hop remixy things. But the first half is like her and a piano. Just the Alicia we loved, you know?
The Alicia we loved on the
that's
fucking
her
organ. Like,
just as a classically trained pianist.
Yeah.
Doing what she does well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's the theme songs.
But even also fillers. Remember, we wanted to talk about how
fillers. But before, okay, yes. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I just thought about the whole thing with the generation's theme song changing.
Mm.
Now that was a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause it.
And apparently there was a song on what was that thing on Stars Network? Apparently there was a song where. The theme song where it was Joe.
For power.
Ooh,
I see. This is a big power. Yeah.
And they swapped. Woo! And they swapped.
Fight, let's
and that's
that.
50. Oh, and that's 50
what
cents.
What a banger, Joe Thomas. Yo.
Apparently, they swapped that out with Trace.
Oh no, we all hated that. So you know what?
And why?
There are times
and
where that happens. So like,
have the rights
power,
run out.
So power. I don't know, but the internet. Rebuked so hard that
they brought him back.
They brought the Joe version back, and that was like a full minute theme song that would play, and you would just let it run and have the time of your life.
Which today,
I mean, today that wouldn't really happen, but we sat through it, and because it's a really good song. Mm. Also, like Joe and 50 Cent collaborations have just started.
Yeah, they really
good.
Have. They really have.
And then also
Say
One Tree Hill. This is
50,
me in
but
my
he's
like
given us some hits. Yeah,
teen drama bag, but One Tree Hill had like. Really good theme song by Gavin DeGraw. And then in the last season, they got different people to sing it. They got different artists to sing it. And it was really bad.
Why?
And everyone was like, you can just keep the Gavin DeGraw. Yeah. Like, we don't need new people singing the same song. Like, no, we don't want 13 different covers for each episode. Like, don't. That's like the magic of it.
Why not just change the song?
And even the OC, it's like, don't like California. Yeah, that whole California, here we got, that was very okay.
The Dawson's Creek cover.
I don't want to wait.
Yes, yes.
For our lives to be over. Woo! Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's River, kids.
I love a messy teen drama. I really do. I do.
And there was something that played alongside Dawson's Creek. Was it, what was it, 5? What was it?
Not, there was 902
Felicity.
I know at a stage.
There was Felicity.
I never watched Felicity. I
also
feel
never
like I
was
too
Felicity.
Young.
Felicity was
I
boring.
Missed Felicity and Gilmore Girls.
Listen!
Guys, I never got into
Gilmore
it.
Girls was
I
amazing.
Tried watching it now, and it's so talky.
Yes, that's exactly the
it's
thing
so
about
talky.
Gilmore Girls. I remember SNL did. It's been SNL and all sorts of sort of like like spin-offs where they're like mocking
how talky
it is. But like it was amazing.
And
during the time you could hear them and it's just they're like idiots.
And you know
going
what?
on and on. Rory and Laura.
Both of them. And you know what? Amy Sherman Palladino, who also wrote one of my favorite shows, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Incredible show.
Mm.
That is also talky, but in such a sharp, considered,
clever, absolutely.
So is Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls is absolutely
witty.
It's a different energy as well.
Yeah,
like,
it was like
Gossip Girl and Gilmore Girls. I feel like Gilmore Girls was a lot more sort of bookish, nerdish kind of.
And I say this as a huge like, ass nerd. Gossip Girl was like fashion was, and sex.
Yes, it's in New York and
like it's like versus like we're yeah. in Charlotte or North Carolina.
You know,
we're
the in some small
were.
Town.
Small town.
You know, at the diner.
Listen, I watched Rosewood. I watched like, a lot of small town shows.
That
East
was my
Hill
shit.
Is a small town show.
That was
However,
my shit.
Gilmore Girls was just not as
Gilmore
interesting
Girls
as the rest
was
of them.
Amazing. Do not I'm do sorry. Gilmore Girls like that. Lorelai, and I remember she had. She was a trust fund kid as well. The
but
mom.
She hated denying it. She liked acting poor when she was not.
The
Lorelai.
Mom. The mom. The mom and the dad.
The best thing
like,
they gave us was Melissa McCarthy.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
That
and
was the best thing.
And what's his name? The French caretaker. Like
oh,
I
yeah.
loved it. I loved Gilmore Girls. Gilmore Girls was amazing.
And we had
don't
a young
it,
Milo pre Jack Pearson in this.
Listen.
Like,
that's
he
where
was
we
a little
got,
tortured
that's where we
bad
met
boy
with
friend.
Rory.
Oh,
and they were the
gosh.
Best kind of.
Yeah.
They
She made him better.
They looked.
And I mean, like, there's so many trophy things that happen in teen dramas. Even, like, the friends to Dawson and Joey and, like, her swimming, just riding the boat across the creek and pacing.
And this never-ending chemistry.
I know. But you know what? I think a lot of the
like
time...
like...
You know what? A lot of the time, my gripe with shows, sometimes, or, like, more so, like, the... romantic drama shows is that the chemistry is just not there anymore.
Yeah between characters
now,
who
yeah
have
between characters
have.
And like even in movies sometimes they're like it's a rom-com but you're like
I'm not feeling it.
Like I don't believe that.
Yeah,
whereas I watched Tickets to Paradise, that movie with Julia Roberts and George Clooney, and I was like
absolutely.
Chemistry there it is, it's not there.
Absolutely.
Like you can always tell where. Because that was part
when
of my gripe with the photo. Remember the photograph?
Yeah, the photograph was bad.
Issa and Nikki
zero,
didn't have
zero,
that
zero,
much.
Zero, zero,
if anything, what's Daniel's
the,
real name? Yolan. What's
his name?
Yolan and the other homegirl. Basically, the old-timey.
The friends who are played by,
the
what's
old
his name?
School
Little Rel and his wife.
So him and then even the story set in the 40s about their
oh,
parents.
Yes,
they had chemistry.
Yes,
they
yes.
had chemistry.
But my favorite was Little Rel and his wife. They
oh,
had
yeah,
much more chemistry.
I even think of in Moonlight, Javante Rhodes
oh,
and...
Oh, my God.
Why is his name escaping me now?
What's his name?
But
the guy
know
on thingy. On
oh, and I love him. Is it Andre
on,
Holland?
When They Kill Us.
Is it?
The winner,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
I don't remember what his name is, but yo, for them being like young,
oh, man.
But also Moonlight, please. That is Ooh. Actually what I want to do next. That's what I want to do. I want to talk about
Moonlight.
In Moonlight,
black
now,
boys,
yeah.
they look blue.
Ooh, listen.
It was Andre Holland. Yeah.
Ah.
They came, that diner
yes.
scene. Oh,
absolutely.
Just radiating off the screen.
Listen.
Like, yeah.
And also between the age groups, like the middle,
yes.
the teens, and
yeah.
the older.
Baby, like,
yes.
little yeah, Chiron.
Yes.
Who oh. you, such a great film.
Chemistry is interesting.
You know what? Chemistry, and also, I think that's part of what makes even the magic of a cast, like the chemistry
absolutely.
Of the cast, can make
it's,
and break
it's
a show
important.
A lot.
It's important because people, obviously you need to, and I think a lot of improv has to happen while you're, you need to have a chemistry. You need to build some
yeah.
kind of relationship, some type of dynamic.
Yeah.
That is
even if I think of like, you know what, funny enough, even if I think of Tracee Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson on Blackish.
Yeah.
They had a really
they
good
do. They
comedic
do.
Chemistry.
They do.
Yeah.
Even like, the kids.
Even
the
kids.
The twins. They had
yeah.
wonderful energy. Chemistry
super
to
good.
The,
just.
Like, I'm like, wow.
All the banter.
Quite.
Yeah. So, really
where,
good.
Whereas on Grown-ish.
Oh, do you think it's not as much chemistry?
I don't. But also, I don't.
I can see that.
Loving, of course, as always, Yara. But Yara is not.
Yeah.
She's not a strong.
Oh,
you know.
Yes.
But there was chemistry between her.
World, I'm grown.
Oh yeah.
I remember Chloe and Halle.
Yes, Chloe and Halle.
Theme song that exists. Completely forgot. But yeah, and it's interesting that you say that because. Grown-ish for me is like a good bad show.
Mm-hmm.
I binge watch it. It's mindless. I don't have
yeah,
to think
it's
too
mindless.
Much.
It's got
fun
something
and
to
it's
keep
funny.
You watching
sometimes it will like be like,
while you
oh,
have
okay.
your tea, but
you know what I mean. But
you know,
I'm never like, oh my god, there's a new season.
Yeah.
No, like it's
not
that kind of
not
show.
Even.
So I even watched this new season with Junior now.
Oh yeah, is he in?
So Vienna? Now it's not about like year, also now it's about junior, and it's his first year because he eventually decided to go to varsity.
To varsity.
Also went to Cali.
That must be interesting.
So it's interesting seeing him, and now they have to get a new cast because it's like his classmates,
his life
from first year, people in his dorm and whatever. So it's been really interesting.
Interesting, because
but
I'm
just
know.
Like, huh? You guys,
it's the same thing. I don't know about moving Yara into a main character role, and I don't know about moving Junior. Oh, what's his name? I forget.
Do you know what? Junior is...
He's stronger than Yara.
He's actually stronger than
he
her.
He is.
And he's a better comedic actor.
Exactly.
He's very, yeah.
So I'd want it to have,
he's very
to
good
be,
at
like,
physical
to have a different
well.
Beat.
Yeah.
To
so
not
it does
be,
feel
like
a different
very
beat
nerdy,
because
very,
it's Junior.
Very off-center,
yeah.
Very awkward.
Yes.
I'd like that.
So I like that they play into
yeah.
that space of, like,
yeah.
this is Junior season. And Yara's still kind of there, which for me is very unrealistic. Like, girl, didn't you get a job in New York? Anyway. It's his season, so you can feel that, and they still keep his character the way that
yeah.
it was, so it doesn't feel disconnected.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, even in that, I know you, like, mentioned filler episodes, which usually are my favorite,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least not as much, because now we have 10 episodes of TV instead of 22
yeah.
or 24.
But Issa gave us too many fillers.
Ooh.
And I think it's interesting,
so
not
to
say
not to
say that her fillers are bad, but I feel like it's interesting for an eight season show to then include fillers. But I do think some of the storytelling did run out. I think some of it did run out. It was. Was they were not able to unpack it as much,
so
or wanted to explore different
you
writings,
know what?
Different.
For me,
I was like,
yeah.
this is too many.
And it's
I
interesting
feel like
for
two
me.
In the last
I think
that
like
I
think in Insecure, because they have so few episodes, even fillers need to be considered.
Exactly.
And for me,
but they were.
It felt it, they were, but at the same time, for me. I felt as though there were too many fillers.
Yeah,
in
I
Insecure,
felt like there were too
especially
many.
Particularly in the last two seasons, I was like, "You guys
that's,
can't have that many fillers and then be like,
oh,
there are two episodes to go." Wait,
that's where you see you guys are
there's
running
so
out of
so much story.
You
know what I mean?
Out of,
if, at least if you had
you're
12,
running out of story.
At least if you had 12 episodes, then you can have three
yes.
fillers. But to have
you
three fillers and to have 8 episodes was kind of like, what are we doing? Like,
you know?
When are we gonna get to the meat of it? So definitely, but then on other shows, like on sitcoms and even like longer format dramas that had like the 18, 22, 24 episodes, fillers were really fun. It's how
they
you
really
saw the
were.
Characters
they really were.
Break out a little
yeah.
bit. Sometimes they would be on, I mean, like if it was Sex in the City, they'd
yeah.
be going to LA versus
absolutely.
New York, you know,
like
you
traveling.
See them in different spaces and like,
or it would be a themed episode.
Yes. Yeah, and like I really miss those because I feel like you get so much character development in those.
I don't know about character development because I don't know how far fillers move the story along. I just think you get to see something interesting, something fun.
Okay.
And that experimentation is
or that sometimes
welcome.
They get to be out of character.
Yes, love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
true.
That's what I would
that's
yeah.
how it goes.
That's
yeah.
a better way of putting
yes.
it. But yeah.
And apparently fillers are actually an anime device.
Interesting.
You know, we go back to
okay.
cartoons and
yeah.
Yeah, apparently they're because apparently for anime, which I have no connection to, I don't know anything about manga and the rest. But apparently there'll be a hundred or so
oh,
episodes
yeah.
and 50 of those episodes or even like 60 or whatever are fillers. But I'm like,
interesting.
What is a filler? What is a filler episode? Is it like, they define it as something that doesn't really move the story along, but just is about, like, you know, exploring, I guess, a different aspect of
yeah.
that. I just don't know.
And
what,
for me...
And for, you know, a filler feels just like a, you know, a thing that you...
Like you're filling
use
time.
To fill,
but I do
another
think...
thing.
And maybe, like, it should have
with
a different
nothing.
Name. Because for me, a lot of the time... Sometimes it can give you interesting writing.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Sometimes people have done alternate universes. People have done like
yeah.
flashbacks. Like there are a lot of interesting things that can come from fillers that aren't.
Yeah. And I think you can
filling
yeah.
space.
Yeah.
And sometimes they could be like the funniest episode of the season. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like
because you get to do anything.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of like an anything goes. It's the one time we can just throw anything at the wall, but we're still in the universe that
and
the
it's
show
interesting.
Is staying in.
It doesn't always have to be crazy because on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I would think the episode, one of the episodes where Tracy, what's his name?
Like who?
Black guy.
The captain?
Yeah, no, not the captain.
Oh, Judy. Doug Judy?
Yes. No, what's his name? He's like...
Oh, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews, okay. His character. He brought on his twins for whatever
reason.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
It wasn't crazy, but it was like, hey, we're getting to know Terry in a way that has nothing to do with anything.
Exactly.
You know?
And we're getting backstory.
But it's interesting.
Sometimes the filler is
backstory. You know, I feel like if you... I don't like the idea of misusing whatever it is. Like, even if it is a filler episode, there's got to be a bit of an Easter egg in there.
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
But there usually is, though.
I don't know.
Although, I mean...
I don't know. I really don't know. I guess I'm basing it on recently what I saw, saw with Issa, but I don't know.
I mean, I'll say that fillers now, I don't think... a lot of shows that have fillers
been.
As much. I can only think of like,
I mean Abbott.
Abbott
had a filler.
Abbott is cool.
That was
fun
because they're just like so smart with their.
Station 19 is an interesting one because it does, but it doesn't. It's like the fire department version of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
But even then, like, the fillers, quote-unquote, always feel way more lighthearted than, like,
Station.
The heaviness
of the show. They're important
so
for shows like
they
that
can
as
break
well,
from
I think.
The, yeah, even with Grey's when they did them, it was just a break from, like, oh, someone's dying
from
again,
the heaviness.
From the, oh, fight, yeah. So it was nice.
It
it's like, okay,
rhythm.
We're not going to go
it
in a whole fire.
Rhythm.
It's going to be, like, a small...
It helps with the rhythm. Yeah.
Thing like a small accident and not like a big accident because the last episode is like a big thing
so
sometimes it helps with the ebb and flow of a season
because
it's weird if it's one note and just very heavy
like Law and Order
ding I never actually watched Law and Order properly.
You never did?
No, I mean I've seen a few episodes
because
I feel like you can't live and not have seen some
not have seen Law and Order was rough. Law and Order was a rough one. No one knows was a rough rump. And I remember, you know, juxtaposing it to Ally McBeal and how for law shows or shows like that, like medical shows, police dramas, rhythm and how you tell the story and your subject matter, or rather your subject matter, your kind of characters influence the rhythm.
That's actually
very true. Because Ally was not a serious character. She was a serious character, but she wasn't.
But she's also... Do you know what? Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Ally McBeal!
I watched the first episode because they put it on Disney. So
yes,
I was like,
yes.
I'm watching this as an adult with context.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the first episode of Ally McBeal.
I need to.
And for a first episode, so much drama. First of all...
Listen!
Like, she's a lawyer. We're like, okay, cool. Her boss is grabbing her ass.
Mm-hmm. Her little
so it's sexual harassment, and
it
he
is.
Gaslights her, and he's like, "Oh, he's like he's OCD. Imagine OCD for grabbing people's ass. Some bullshit like that." So she resigns because they basically like, "Yeah, we're not gonna fire him because he's one of our best litigators, but like you're an associate, so you
so
can
get
go.
The hell,
or you're like a junior partner, whatever."
Yeah.
So she quits, bumps into one of her buddies from Harvard. He's just opened his law firm. He's like, "Cool, you want a job? Let's go." She's like, "Amazing." Goes there, they're like, "This is your office, this is ta-ra-ta-ra." Who works there? Zing, her ex. The man she was in love with. I'm
that's
like,
how
oh
she goes crazy.
God,
that's how she goes crazy.
Now
that is how
he's
she goes crazy.
Married.
Woo!
His wife is coming to Ally McBeal in the roommate's house in the middle of the night. Talking about, I feel uncomfortable. I'm like, girl, stand up. But it's very juicy for first episode. I was like, this is a lot of drama,
yeah,
and I like
it.
I like it a lot.
Beautiful drama.
But, you know,
crazy drama.
There is something to be said about the formula, because law shows, medical shows, doctor shows, no, medical and doctor cop shows,
yes.
They all have a level of formula to them.
Yeah.
That always feels a little bit hard to escape. Because you know that, like, not even hard to escape, but you kind of enjoy the regularity of, like, every episode is going to have a new patient. whether we're in Grace, whether we're in The Good Doctor, whether it's House, there's going to be a new patient, there's going to be a new
Or there's going to be thing. A new case.
Yeah, there's going to be a new case.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I'm not
and
mad at that.
It depends on what the case is, and yeah.
Yeah, because even with,
just like, the template, the
even
structure.
With formatting, I'm always interested to see what, and it's super nerdy, and this is the person who wanted to, like, write the, you know, when you'd press double I on DSTV,
mm-hmm.
and it would tell you what the movie the episode was about. I would want to be the one who write. Like, that's what I wanted to do when I grew up. Which, not that far off, but
not at all.
Anyway, so, like, I'm always interested to see in how shows name episodes for seasons.
Yes.
It's always really clever. So, for Friends was probably one of the first things, even though, like, it hasn't aged the best, but I really like how the episode is called, the one where Quinta and I go to dinner, the one where this,
absolutely.
The one where that. I was like, oh, because we do talk about that when we tell stories, as people were like, no, remember the time that we went to...
It's awesome.
The time we had a road trip, the
I
episode where,
trip.
Yeah, and I really, even Insecure and, like...
How she does it for every
like,
season.
Like, whatever, and Spark
oh,
and
girl,
whatever,
yeah,
hella this, hella
yes.
that, and, like, Grown-ish, they use hip-hop songs as, like, episode titles, so, like... There are all these little Easter eggs in episode titles.
I guess that's something
that
really happens
cool.
today. I don't know if it
happens. It still happens today.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't remember episodes having names back then.
They did, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Living Single. Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
You actually have
they do.
That
like, you have the name
on,
of the episode.
On info. Yes.
Yeah. Like, it, yeah.
Yeah. The name
cool
and then the
bitty.
Description. Yeah.
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 And you'd be
it's
like
a blurb.
Oh,
a blurb
yeah,
for an episode.
Yeah. And then you're always like, oh, they titled us that because...
Because this is what
the
happened
rebound,
the...
because Maxine rebounded with, okay.
Did you see, though? That's my content for the week, though.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think Kerry Washington's got, like, a new role as Max or something in some new series. I mean, it's the series you were telling
Reasonable
me about.
Doubt.
Yes.
Is she in it now? Because she's a producer and... She's a producer. For
okay,
sure.
I think she's the producer. I don't know, but there's
so
a character. There's a lawyer. Yes, you did say
Jax,
there's a lawyer.
Yes.
Jax.
Ah, oh, I love her.
And so she made like a T-shirt
with
every with black girl
black
lawyer actor.
I saw
like,
Yvonne Orji
yes,
was wearing one as
Yvonne,
Molly.
Tracy,
yes,
and Jimmy, and Max,
and
Maxine.
Like, Olivia.
Yes.
I was like, this is
so
cool. So
cool, so dope.
Even thingy from Suits, Jessica Pearson.
Yes!
I was just like, this is cool.
Claire.
No, I actually really like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Super
Claire
super
from
cool.
Thingy, from Cosby Show. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I would actually wear that shirt. That's very
I
cool.
would absolutely wear that shirt.
Very,
that
very,
was really
very,
dope.
Very cool.
That was really dope, yeah.
Oh, man. What is my content for this week?
I just kind of crashed us into.
No,
hey,
you did.
We're home now. Mommy, are we home?
What have I been watching? What have I been consuming?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have anything this week.
Yeah.
Do I? Is
no
there?
Interesting
no. Do you know too. What? My content will be
some interesting
Black
gossip.
Panther. Dwea. Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
That is my content.
You did go
I
and watch the movie.
I went to the movies. Actually, I'm actually going to talk about cinema. That's my content for the week.
Okay.
Because I watched
cinema
that.
Cinema the experience.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they made it so cinematic. You have to watch it in the cinema.
You have to.
So it's like a blockbuster. It's so cinematic. It's
like,
great. That. And then on Tuesday, I watched Woman King, actually.
Oh, yes.
And the Woman King is amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Viola.
Viola, John Boyega, the whole...
Oh,
Tuso!
Yes.
Tuso is amazing in that role.
Like Tuso, hey?
Oh, my God. Also, it was so nice seeing so many South African faces in that film. It was really
yeah?
good.
Is it set? Or...
They shot some here.
Mm,
but
shot,
because
rather.
It's supposed to be West Africa, quote-unquote,
mm.
there are a lot of actors in the continent, but
so
it's
not...
just badass, like,
really?
Women... Basically, like, the women are... The bad bitches,
leading.
And they are the leaders,
nice.
And they are there on the battlefields. They resolve conflicts.
Right.
They are it was just so
nice,
and the action of people with knives and
machetes
and look at me,
nice.
A machete. Do you know what I mean? But it was really cool. It was really cool to see women at the focus of. And do you know what? I have to give it up to cinema and going to the movies. Something I missed a lot during the pandageso.
Mm-hmm.
And got to see Wakanda Forever
wow.
in cinema. Very cinematic, very big.
Yeah.
Costumes are beautiful. music was beautiful, the acting was, everyone looked just like black and delicious, and like I love how they introduced a new story and a new villain, and I'm not going to say anything about that,
oh
but
my God.
It was really, really fun to watch.
Let's not spoil it.
It was really fun to watch. It was good.
Although we will have to at some point.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely have that chat after you've seen it. And then also got to see Women King, Viola Davis and Jan Boyega and Thuso Bethe just doing the things, and like all these South African faces. It's about these badass women.
And just being badass women.
Just being badass and being the soldiers of the community.
The
Mbogodos, the tribe. Mbogodo. Although now I'm like, please treat me like
you. I know. I'm not trying to be out on the battlefield. No.
I don't
La Princesa. La Princesa. From morning to morning, please. 100%. Monday to Monday, 6 to 6. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I've really been enjoying going to the movies. And
I saw
anytime
Nope.
There is
I saw Nope on the big screen.
I also saw Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about Nope?
I think it's the lesser of everything in the universe of Jordan Peele. But it's not bad because Kiki looks fine.
And she's good. Kiki was so good.
Yeah, she was good.
Do you know what I'll say about
Nope? And I don't know if Daniel, he was really good. But I'm like,
are you comparing him to Get Out?
Maybe I am. Mm. I feel like let's get another one. He's good at what he does, but I think there are other good
ones. I think, like, Nope was cool. Nope was cool. I think it definitely, as someone who's seen a lot of creepy horror films, begrudgingly a lot of the time, but having a brother and cousin.
Absolutely. I love horror
just,
films.
I
love
don't,
him.
Not my favorite. Not
love
my favorite
him, oh my
genre.
God. Grew up watching horror.
Nope. I saw
it
them.
It wasn't a scary film.
But, yeah. Terrifying for me. Yeah. So for me, I think it fell into the tropes of a horror.
Absolutely.
In an interesting way, but it was also like, this isn't
it's
not
like
a movie
thriller
that you've seen before. Mm. Like, we've seen the story play out.
Mm.
It's just, it's like the context is different. Mm. And the villain, like, the thing you're afraid of
is
different.
Yeah.
And it's not as, like, progressive as Get Out, where it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's not as political. It's not a political.
Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't make any
like
real political comment.
Horror movie that was cool.
Yeah.
And funnier, actually, more comedic than
horror
movies usually are.
It was.
So
it was.
That
absolutely.
I enjoyed the most.
Loved
I like how funny it
and
was.
And the horses.
Oh, the horses.
I also
like
loved just like, I did love it though. I
and
loved
it was beautiful
the,
to watch.
Yeah, beautiful to watch. And just like the idea that every other thing is like the haunting. I love. Yeah, shout out to Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I mean, I really like that he is pushing thriller and horror in that way for like a different audience that
favorite
are not just like the black person dies first in this horror movie.
Yeah.
So that's been really nice.
It really is.
But
it
you
really
know
is
what? Thank you for listening to us also.
Yeah. Also that, hey.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. And
the Black Steering, everywhere you go
to the
get podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, actually, only Spotify, Apple, and
Google. And
which kind of feels like everywhere you get podcasts.
Yeah, it's like you
yeah,
just
like
need to go on the good Lord's internet and you'll find it. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye